Mama says to me, my dear daughter, your body is made out of food and water. Every inch of you, head to toe, the twinkle in your eyes and the freckles on your nose.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. And those are words by our guest Scott Russell Sanders, with music by Alex Crowley, for the Cardinal Stage Company's production of their play, The Birthday Feast. Scott Russell Sanders, an essayist, a short story writer, a novelist, and now a lyricist, young husband, somewhat older father, somewhat older grandfather, a person who honed his writing skill on courtship letters, essays on concerns mixed with introspective pieces. Letters with stamps, books on paper, now a novel, Divine Animal, a book that's available electronically. Scott, we've been following your life and our own through your own writings and through this expansive development.
Well, I am making these discoveries myself. I write very different kinds of things, but I pursue many of the same questions, life questions, the questions that I think many, many people puzzle about.
Puzzling questions in The Birthday Feast?
What should we eat? What should we eat? Yes. And what makes for good health? And where does food come from? And what's the difference between industrial food and real food? Yes, there are lots and lots of questions in this play, some of which are about food, but many of which are about parents and children, grandparents and children, friendships, helpers, mentors. There are a lot of questions that run through this play.
We've mentioned the variety of writings that you've done over the years, and I'm curious about the singer-songwriter collaboration with your short stories, Wilderness Plots, and if that leads in kind of a logical way to your thinking of yourself as a writer of lyrics for a play.
I don't know how logical the connection is, George, but certainly there is a connection between the deep pleasure I took from the collaboration with these wonderful singer-songwriters on Wilderness Plots, on the stage show and on their album. I love giving readings, so I've been on stage, if you will, or behind podiums hundreds of times in my life, but to be on stage with musicians was a new thing for me and was a glorious delight. And so I thought, when I was approached by Randy White, artistic director of Cardinal Stage Company, last fall to write a libretto for a children's musical, I thought, children, I love that. Food was the theme connected to the IU Themester theme. I love food, thinking about food. And it would be a musical so that I could combine my words with someone else's music. And that combination was just profoundly attractive to me.
When you're working as an essayist or a novelist, you have the advantage of pretty much doing about what you like to do.
That's true.
On your own time. How has it been getting out there and getting down with the musical production?
In writing fiction, I am able to create the whole world. The characters, what they say, what they do, the settings, what they're thinking even. But in theater, your words only exist insofar as they are presented on stage by human beings. So the transition from the page, from what I've actually written, to what other people get to experience in sitting in the audience at the theater is entirely new for me. And it's been 10 times as much work as I ever anticipated, taking 10 times as many hours as I ever thought I should be able to devote to it. But at the same time, I've learned a tremendous amount about what works on stage. It's been a very different experience. I'm an old dog learning new tricks. We will see how well I have learned them. I think the play is coming along wonderfully, and much of the credit for that comes from the composer, Alex Crowley, the director, Randy White, and the marvelous performers.
Our guest, author, and lyricist, Scott Russell Sanders. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of his and Alex Crowley's The Birthday Feast plays October 10th through the 25th in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center.
Mama says to me, my dear daughter, your body is made out of food and water. That's why it matters what you eat if you want to be healthy and sweet.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.